Well, I think it's hugely important that we're out there and saying that women's participation in political life is hugely important, as it is equally for men and young people, but this occasion is to try and achieve something which is achievable in a lot of the Nordic countries, which is that almost 50% of those elected are women. Unfortunately, that's not the case here in Ireland. We did have a great increase in the numbers elected when Mary Robinson, for example, was elected president, but that momentum didn't continue, and even in the county council now we only have two women that are elected to the council. So trying to encourage women to go forward, to believe in the fact that they have the ability to do the job, and to provide a support framework for them.
I suppose you, more than probably any other woman, know how tough of a game politics is.
It is a tough business, but there's a lot of women that are tough as well. But you'd hope that there's a number of people who are presently in politics and those who've retired from political life there to try and encourage others now to get into the political life. There's a lot of sacrifices that have to be made, no more than in any other career, but some of the challenges are perhaps quite unique. Being away from home, for example, for a considerable period of time, meetings all the time, morning and night, all of those are challenges, but they're not beyond people's ability to deal with them. I know that the organisation here are trying to look at what changes are necessary in the Dáil and in the councils to allow more women to participate, practical things that need to be done. Not always easy to achieve, but at the same time, they really, you know, need to pursue this as being hugely important for a democracy.